This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Long.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
All right, Rami, let's talk a little bit more about this division. The Packers, Xavier McKinney added the top safety on the free agent market, 24 years old. They pay a bunch of money to him, so that gives them at least one good safety, which is better than they had last year, which was zero.
Good.
And then you also add Josh Jacobs at running back, which I was very excited about up until they lost Aaron Jones because they couldn't come to a deal. And Jones heads to the Vikings. What do you think of Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney being added to this Packers team, and how much better do you think it makes them?
They needed to add a safety. I mean, that was clear as day to anybody who was watching the Packers last season and who's watching the way that this offseason played out. And they had a lot of safeties to choose from. Sparky, there were a lot of really good safeties that were salary cap casualties as the deadline approached of the new league year. And they got one of the better ones out there. I think that's a major upgrade for them at the safety position. I also think, and I know some people are not happy with the Josh Jacobs signing or aren't as happy as they could be, as you just said, that it's not Jacobs and Aaron Jones. And I get that. That would be a great 1-2 punch to have. And I think the Packers would have been happy to have that 1-2 punch as well. But Aaron Jones was not agreeable to a contract extension. And a restructure that would bring down his price.
It was a 50% pay cut.
Yeah, that's the NFL. 50%
pay cut after how he finished the year last year. Now, again, he was hurt a majority of the year. I get it, but that's still a large pay cut for anybody.
Yeah, but that's the NFL, and that's the life of a running back. You know what I mean? Your value diminishes and diminishes fast in this league. And I had a hiccup in Sacramento, Sparky. I don't know if you remember that. I was there for a minute. And one of the things we talked about regularly, even though they moved to Las Vegas, was the Raiders because of their ties to Northern California. Lots of Raiders fans out there. And I watched every snap every week. And there was one person and one person exactly who I came away impressed with watching the Raiders each and every week. And that was Josh Jacobs, man. The guy is an absolute stud and a workhorse. He'll take as much or as little of the load that you need him to take for an offense. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can even block a little bit. He really is like a younger, more physical Aaron Jones. And I think that's an upgrade as well. Not the upgrade that they made at safety, because you went from having nothing there to having one of the better safeties and still a pretty young safety in this league. But I think from going from Aaron Jones to Josh Jacobs, it's an upgrade, man. And that's a weapon that Jordan Love can lean on in a number of ways, to turn around and just hand him the ball, to throw him the ball, to pick up some blocking assignments when the time calls for it. They got a really, really good one in Josh Jacobs, Sparky. He is a workhorse running back. He's one of the few guys in this league that I would actually pay for at the running back position.
It'll be interesting too, because the offensive line for the Packers, at least for the last several years, has been better than what the Raiders have put in front of them.
Yep.
So that also should make him more dangerous. Obviously, he's got to stay on the field. He had a quad injury last year that shortened his season. So hopefully he can stay healthy, unlike Aaron Jones last year, and we can go from there. So I think the Packers are better now than they were when the season ended. Now, they still have to replace Devondre Campbell at linebacker. That still has to be a thing. I still think they need a corner or two. I'm not sold on the corners, even though some Packer fans are. I'm not sold on the offensive line, even though a lot of Packer fans are. I would like a different tackle. in place of Rashid Walker at left tackle, if possible. I wouldn't mind moving Zach Tom to guard and getting a right tackle there that's bigger than Zach Tom. Even though Zach Tom had a hell of a year pass blocking and all that, I get it. But I like a more physical presence there. No running at right guard. They have to figure out right guard. And I don't think the answer is Sean Ryan. So that's going to come through the draft. It would be my guess in one way, shape, or form. For you, looking at this Packers team, how good do you think this Packers team could be next year after seeing what that offense looked like last year, adding Josh Jacobs? Probably going to have to add another offensive lineman, but the rest will remain the same.
Do you still worry whether the Packers will find offensive linemen? It seems like that's just like they have a factory somewhere, like the Brewers and pitching, the Packers and offense. They just have a factory that punches out like 6'1" to 6'4", 300-pound athletic dudes who are just nasty and are happy to go out there and maul somebody on a football field anytime that you ask them to. Like they'll find the offensive lineman and they'll plug the holes there. And really overall, Sparky, people got tired of hearing me say this when I was doing the big show with you guys, but I just don't know how you don't have the utmost trust and faith and confidence in this organization overall. I was talking about their ability to find offensive linemen. They're not quite as elite at everything that they do as they are at finding offensive linemen, but they're pretty damn good at finding and developing quarterbacks. They're pretty damn good at finding really good head coaches to run things for them. They're pretty damn good at finding good GMs like Brian Gutekunst to succeed, really good GMs like Ted
wide
Thompson.
Receivers too. Don't forget about
wide receivers. Yeah. They churn those out like nothing. The Packers are going to be just, they're going to be better than what they were last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.